From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Victor Beatty reporting. U.S. Defense Secretary Ashton Carter Monday called on Turkey to stay focused on the fight against Islamic State and not engage with U.S. allied Kurdish forces, part of the Syrian Democratic Forces battling the terror group in Syria. Carter welcomed Turkey's military intervention that captured the IS-held town of Jarablus.
The United States was very supportive and is very supportive of their general counter-ISIL activities and everything they did to secure the area between the border and Jarablus and then westward, but not south of Jarablus, nor to engage the Syrian Defense Forces.
Turkey and its Syrian rebel allies are trying to drive IS militants and Kurdish YPG forces from border areas. The Kurdish forces recently helped push IS militants out of the town of Manbij, west of the Euphrates River. White House Deputy National Security Advisor Ben Rhodes urged the Kurds to vacate to the east.
We've communicated to the SDF that they should not be engaged in military activity against Turkish forces. And again, they have a commitment to retrograde east of the Euphrates River as well.
President Obama is to meet his Turkish counterpart, Recep Tayyip Erdogan, on the sidelines of a G20 meeting in China September 4th. Gabonese opposition presidential candidate Jean Ping Monday maintained he won Saturday's election, calling on incumbent Ali Bongo to acknowledge defeat. Mr. Bongo's supporters insist he won the ballot. Both sides accuse each other of fraud. Official results are expected Tuesday. The tiny West Central African country has a one-round system where the candidate with the most votes wins. Mr. Bongo succeeded his late father in 2009, who died after ruling the oil-rich nation for decades. This is VOA News.